The municipality of Brighton is rejecting the strong mayor powers designation. Brighton, Trent Hills, Cobourg, and Port Hope were granted such authority by the province in April to take effect this month. Strong mayor powers gives the head of council the jurisdiction to overrule council on provincial priorities such as housing, transit, roads, utilities, and the appointment of key administrative positions like the police chief, medical officer of health, and the chief administrative officer. Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander, in opposing his strong mayor powers, suggested he wanted more collaboration with his fellow councillors rather than the ability to veto the will of council.
I absolutely see my role as supporting the decisions of council, always have. Will not stop doing that, regardless of whether I happen to agree with the decision made that night. I will always support the decisions made by council.
Ostrander was quick to point out that the strong mayor powers were implemented to accelerate provincial priorities, explaining Queen's Park is looking to build 1.5 million new homes by the end of 2031. However, the mayor stated Brighton has a strong housing plan, which he adds many residents believe is too aggressive for the small town. Yet he made it clear that the new designation does not give him special legislative authority.
That it doesn't give me the authority to push through bylaws. It gives me the authority to bring bylaws to council. I don't think I can just make up a bylaw for fun, right? So I still have to bring it to council for council's ratification and including policy. So there's no real bypassing of council. It's simply vesting a little more policy opportunities in the mayor's office.
Council voted unanimously to the motion opposing the new powers. However, Councillor Emily Raleigh pondered what the pushback would be from the province in Brighton's rejection, hoping this would not have negative financial impacts on the community. Ostrander said he has a meeting Thursday with Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Piccini on the matter. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.